What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Back on the Boss Man Show, going down to Houston, A-Town. Facing battle, Houston Christian Huskies, new head coach there. What's the OC, but he's in the big seat now. Good to talk to you, coach. How you doing, buddy?
Man, I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir. Hey, coach, I must ask you, man, you've been head coach before at Howard Payne, as we all know. So moving over this one seat, man, how's it been to be back in that top dog chair once more, man?
Well, it's really good. You know, obviously I had a great mentor here in Braxton Harris who got this thing going, started the foundation of what culture should look like in our building, and he did a great job. He'll do a great job out there at Campbell. But it's good to be back in the big seat. But, you know, I tell my wife all the time, I thought I was prepared coming from Howard Payne to Houston Christian being in the head seat, and it's I learn something new every day, and that's always good because you wake up excited about the day and seeing what the obstacles are ahead and what you're going to be approached with. So,
and how fun was it this summer, to have spring practice to kind of put your own little bit of mold on the team since you're the guy calling the shots now and keeping those bonds you already had with some of the guys offensively who was already there, learning the other side of the ball too as well, guys you might not be as close to, but getting building defensive guys, special teams guys, they know, hey, I'm a coach of all sides of the ball, not just this one side of the ball.
I think that was the biggest challenge for any head coach is to be able to be fair and honest with both sides of the ball. I'm an offensive guy. I'm still going to call the offensive plays, but you got to be very intentional on trying to get over to the defensive side and making sure that you build those bonds. So off the field, I spent a lot of time building those bonds with those guys in meeting rooms and in the team meeting room. And just, you know, I'm a big open door policy guy. Like, and I tell all of our coaches that if a kid wants to come in our office and just sit and talk, guess what? You're going to shut your computer down. You're going to stop doing whatever you're doing. And you're just going to talk to them and you're going to learn about relationships with those guys and see who they are. And And I've seen a lot more guys come in now, and they just sit down and I tell them, hey, here's the remote to the TV, whatever you want to watch, we'll watch for as long as you want to watch. And so it's, that's been good. So the bonds are really starting to become true, authentic bonds. I'm a big authentic person. Like I want true, authentic relationships to where we can tell each other the truth, whether we like it or not, we're going to be honest with each other. And so that's the great thing. But spring was great. Our guys have bought into 100% of what we are doing. And that's the exciting thing, is when you have guys who buy into what it is we talk and preach, you know, it's exciting times ahead.
And Coach Baptor, you said something so important, because that's my whole thing about being a radio coach, is to not be transactional, be authentic, because I really care about your success, whether you win or lose. I'll just talk to you, just to have you on the show, or just, you know, scoop from you or know about a recruit. That's not, it's just never been my goal in my past 10 years of doing this radio show. I'm about having friendships with you guys, really caring that you win, texting you good, bad, and different. And, you know, I'm still in your corner and I'm supporting you from here in Atlanta. So something you said, that's something so profound you said, because I feel like that's this business of media and coaching, it's become too transactional, not really authentic relationships with people who really care about your success and well-being.
Yeah, you know, I strive, since the day that I got into coaching, I knew that football was my platform. That was my platform to reach kids. And authentic has always been my life word of, because I think in this business, you said it, that you find some people who are not always real. They're very much about themselves, and they want to tell you what is good for them. But I would rather have an authentic relationship. We love the relationships where kids call and say, hey, coach, I'm getting married. Will you be at the wedding? Coach, I'm about to have a son. I'm about to have a daughter. And we celebrate with them. If you don't have authentic bonds and authentic relationships, those phone calls don't happen. And that's what we all want to be about, is at the end of the four-year career, do we stay in contact with those guys? Are they still a part of our family? You know, all these guys call my wife Mama B, and they still, like, I had a young man that played for us at Howard Payne, and he called me the other day and he says, hey, I just want to talk to Mama B real quick. And those are special bonds that not only do our coaches create, but our wives and our spouses create as well. And that's huge. And that's what we want to be about.
100%, coach. And you know what? It's funny you say that, coach, because, you know, I was done with coach. My college coach and I don't speak because we didn't have a relationship. I'll be honest with you about that. It sucks that it's like that when we didn't have a relationship. He was a defensive guy. Then he didn't come on offside of the ball. So we didn't have a relationship. So I can't be like, dude, he's like, hey, man. I said, we don't talk. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you was a defensive guy. I'm always guys. That's the thing. I'm glad you put that, because I know in my experience, I had it the other way, where he was a defensive guy, offensive to themselves, and he didn't really deal with us.
And I'm not perfect at it. I'll tell you that. Like, I'm not perfect. I've got to be very intentional with it. And if I don't, I'll look up and it'll be like what you just said. And I don't want that. And I don't want our coaches to be like that. You know, we make it a point to make sure that, and again, I'm saying this, and until you see the true inside walls, and maybe you can call me a liar, but it's just not what we believe. We want to be true and authentic and have those relationships.
Anybody that's worked for Coach Harris, I know they're true and authentic, because he's that way with me. So, I already know you're telling the truth, because me and Coach B are real cool. So, yeah, he's definitely about the things. I know he's have people around him as well. So, yeah, no, 100%, Coach. And I must ask you, Coach, being in Houston, man, as you recruit the portal and try to find guys for the right fit, Houston is one of the biggest cities in this country, man. How do you sell the city of Houston for its networking, internships, and meeting people that can help them after the football stops, for everybody who loves the game like you and I do? We have to have a lot of football. So how do you sell that point to young men who come there to become Husky with you guys?
Yeah, man? You know, it's great, because that's the number one thing that we do, is we sell Houston. We have Houston in our name, and so we're going to sell that. You know, we are in the fourth largest city in the United States, and we believe it's the city of opportunity. And there's going to be opportunities all around, whether it's good or bad. Whatever opportunity you want, you're going to have that opportunity to showcase. our campus is 7 minutes from downtown in the business sector of the city. Our dean of the business department is a former Fortune 500 CEO. So we have all sources of life right here at our campus. It doesn't matter what walk of life. It doesn't matter your religion. It doesn't matter your race. We believe there's an opportunity for you to excel in Houston, Texas. And we love that. We love being that product. Houston should sell itself because, you know, you got five major sports teams. You know, obviously the Astros, the Texans and the Rockets are the ones that most people know. But you also have two major league soccer teams, the Dash and the Dynamo. So our guys are sitting here and they can go to any sports team, but that, see, you also have the UFL right here. You have the Houston Gamblers that are in town right now too, that, you know, we have sports going on at all times. So whatever you want to get involved in, you can get to. You got four major universities right here in the heart of Houston. You got us, you got Houston, you got Rice, and you got Texas Southern. There's not many cities that have that amount of large universities that are just within the major confines of the city. That's not even talking about the outskirts. We're just talking about the major city of Houston. And so, man, it's right here for you. Whatever you're looking for, it's here. And we got a beautiful campus as well as all those other three dudes do as well. But man, Houston sells itself. We just got to get them here. You know, once they see Houston and they see the opportunity that's here, I can tell you we are being successful in the transfer portal because of that.
And coach, I must tell you, Houston reminds me of Atlanta to a degree. It really does.
100%. Yeah, 100%. And you know, Houston's, you know, sometimes Houston and Atlanta, they get a bad rap because of the major congestion and everything like that. But I can tell you, like, that's not the reality. You know, the reality is it's, you know, everybody says, what's it like? And I'm going to tell you, I love it because I find my little area. I've got my area and I'm breaking into a small community and you get to whatever you need within a 5-7 minute drive, and it's pretty easy. Man, our you know, commute in is right at 15 minutes from my house. This is easy. It's just a matter of what your perspective is that you're looking for. I love the city, and I love the opportunities that it provides us.
Yeah, I love when the Hawks play the Rockets. I always come down there. Hawks play the Rockets, and I enjoy myself. My friend, Texas Southern, Coach Jones, basketball coach. Rice just hired my buddy, Rob Lanier, to be the basketball coach at Rice now. And, you know, so I love Houston, man. I'm going to come see you as well when I'm in town, man. It reminds me of home. It really does.
That's right. That's right. You know, man, Houston's great, and Houston's been great to us.
And, Coach, you're in a great conference, man. Southland Conference is one of the top FCS conferences in America, man. So, the coach in that league is top notch, top flight talent. So talk about that your league. People don't really watch FCS football the way I do, but Southland Conference is full of talented young men, talented coaches as well.
Yeah, you know, obviously the Southland is a tough conference, and I think the team that has had the most success here recently, as far as a deep playoff run, would be Incarnate Word a couple of years ago. Lindsey Scott was their quarterback, and they had a great year with G.J. Kinney at the helm. And obviously G.J. took that and parlayed it into to the FBS level. But, you know, our conference is really made up of a bunch of great coaches who have been at their places a long time. You know, Coach Rebo and Coach Selfo out in their respective spots and at Southeastern Louisiana. And then also Nichols, they've done a phenomenal job year in and year out. And I think what you're starting to see is a new cycle of coaches come in that haven't been here just overly a long time, but everybody's starting to make their mark on things. And that's what's exciting is watching not only the coaches excel, but it's a great conference for football players. You know, obviously we're proud of two guys that just signed NFL contracts from Houston Christian. Jalix Hunt was just drafted in the third round as the 96th pick with Philadelphia. And then Our quarterback from this past season, Colby Suits, just recently on Monday signed a contract with the New York Jets. So we know there's quality football here. And it's all throughout this conference. Texas A&M Commerce just had a defensive lineman sign with the Minnesota Vikings. And so, man, there's great football. It's a great conference. We think it's one of the better ones in the nation. And we're excited about the extended field and trying to get multiple teams in our conference in the playoffs.
And Coach Baxter, what's good about it, you're in Texas. So much talent in Texas that you can be a young man second or third school if they want to play the right way, put the film out there. Because my thing is this, Coach Baxter, you can go to FBS level, but if you're not out there putting out there good film, you're hurting your draft stock. So come this way, you can put out good film, getting the numerous reps, showing what you can do for scouts, and then you'll be like your two young men getting signed and you get opportunity to play on Sundays, as all of our dreams are, who play this game of football that we all love.
That's it, man. And, you know, we are in the hotbed of Texas, obviously. I'm a proud member of the Texas High School Coaches Association. 15 of my 23 years was at the Texas high school level. And so we're proud of that. We're proud of the heritage of Texas high school football. And we believe it's the best in the nation. And so we love using those resources to our advantage, but also, like you said, man, we've got some guys who have dropped down from the FBS level to the FCS level and they've been successful. And you're seeing that throughout, not just our conference, but throughout the nation. And I think, the one thing that the portal has done, as bad as sometimes we hate it, it does give kids opportunities to get seen and to get some film, because there's some really quality football players at the FBS level who may not get a shot at their current spot. And man, and they come down here and they come somewhere and they excel. And that's what every kid and every coach is looking for, is just that chance to be seen on a high end.
100%. Coach, and Coach, for you being the offensive coordinator, talk about how the evolution of offensive football is with getting more spread out, different concepts we're running to make the defense be in conflict, make them play some, you know, more post safety coverage, more than some cover two, have to do a little bit more matching, match zoning. So talk about the evolution of offense has caused defense to have more conflict, but giving the more matchup for offensive players like ourselves to be successful.
Yeah, you know, I think the I grew up in the house of a Texas high school football coach, and he was a wing T guy who studied under the legendary Gordon Wood in Brownwood, Texas. And you know, as football has evolved from even when I graduated, man, I graduated in the late 1990s. And I was a wing T quarterback. And the year after I graduated, my dad went full spread, throwing it around the yard. And I was like, man, where was this when I was playing? Right. Like, and so, and I went and played 4 years of college football at Howard Payne University and was a quarterback. And my mindset was, when I came out of college, I wanted to throw the ball every down. I wanted to be complete air raid, Mike Leach, Hal Mummy, throw it around, you know, didn't believe in a run game. But now, man, you got to be able to run the football to win championships. And I think that's the biggest thing. But the evolution of football is really turned from playing football in a phone booth to getting people spread out and getting the one-on-one matchups, saying, hey, my best versus whoever I can get you matched up against. And that's what football has to be. You're trying to find one-on-one matchups. And you know, that's not just our philosophy. That's philosophies across America, right? You're trying to take care of the guys who, if you have a great edge rusher, you got to try to take care and get two guys on that guy, right? You got to try to create as many double teams as you can. So football's really evolved from the time that you and I have played to where it is right now. And but it's all about, man, let's spread them out. And we're going to spread them out. We're going to use 53 and a third yards. Man, they give you four downs for a reason. I don't know. Like I tell our punters, man, hey, the only people who like seeing you guys on the field are your parents and the other team. So yes. If they give us four downs, why not use them? And so, you know, that's a little bit of the philosophy change that you'll see from Coach Harris and I, is that they give you four downs, so why not use them? Probably be a little more aggressive in the offensive scheme. But overall, man, nothing's really changing here offensively. got a new defense scheme. We got a great defensive staff, and so we're excited about those guys.
Yeah, Coach, back in 2002 and 2003, when I was out in the field, man, we ran 11 personnel out of shotgun, which is kind of rare for the 2000s. It was early here in the game. We was 11 personnel out of shotgun, so it was like a lot of dummy motion, get them to declare a man a zone and see where we in, running option routes more so than not. So it was, I had a lot of fun doing that. Now, my quarterback got loved him to death. Sometimes he would determine he's going with the ball before he quit the defense.
So you didn't get as many touches.
Hey, did you read the safety, my man? you already determined he's going over there. I was open. But it was fun, though. That it's fun, man, to do that in OBC and have fun doing that, man. So, yeah, Coach, like I said, I'm loving football. My dad's old school, too. He was went triple option, wing T kind of guy himself. So, seeing the evolution of football, but my dad still holds on to sometimes. Like, Dad, let it go. It's a new day.
Listen, and if your dad's anything like mine, my dad comes to every ball game, and he's the first one to catch us off the field, and he's going to tell us everything we did good and everything we did bad. And it's like, man, I know it. And then he's going to tell us what the solution was.
Yes, that's my father. Yes, and he charts the games on his legal pads.
And you know what? I think we all need that. I think that's in a way that sometimes a great way to humble us, even in the great moments where we're really shining. I think that's a way for us to always take. I think we've still got to take coaching at an older age too. And when you guys got people that are in your corner who are still, you know, masters of the game, even at an older age, man, I think it just makes you a better coach. It makes you a better person. So I'm glad to have those guys. But sometimes it's not always what we want to hear.
Yeah, Coach, I'll tell you a funny story before you go, man. I was at a party for the Super Bowl, right? And we watching the game. I said, look, I can't watch the game with y'all. I'm seeing something you're not seeing. I started talking in football lingo. I said, I forget. I cannot watch the game with you. I'm seeing something you ain't seen. You just watching the game. I'm watching who's doing what and how he's playing this round. Is it Matt Zone? Is it this? Yes.
Well, you know, it's funny that you say that because my wife and I, when we really first started getting into coaching and all that, like I hated going to Super Bowl parties. I hated watching games in a group because I wanted to chart it. Just like you said, and so I've just gotten now to where, man, if I'm watching a game most of the time and there's a big group, I'm watching just to enjoy it. And luckily I have a wife that obviously kind of just said, hey, if we're going to do this, let's not make it about coaching. And so it's yes, ma'am. I got yes.
Well, happy wife, happy life.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah, Coach. Yeah, man, Coach. I'll tell you, the only sport I can watch, three, the Braves, the Atlanta United, and hockey, because I never played those sports.
Yeah.
So I can watch them as a fan. But basketball and football, my mind goes like my father into coaching and strategy.
That's right. Man, I'll tell you what, I'm glad you said hockey. I love hockey. Like I've really gotten into hockey here lately, man. And that's fun to watch.
I wish the Thrashers would come back to Atlanta. They didn't have the Winnipeg Jets.
Yeah.
So I have to go either to Nashville or down to Florida to see hockey now. But yeah. I enjoyed hockey when the Thrashers were here. I hope they come back when the NHL expands because I miss hockey. I can sit there as a fan and enjoy it without no care in the world.
That's right.
100%. Well, Coach Bachtel, it was fun having you on the show. It's your number offline, man. I'll just come see you when I'm in Houston, man. This has been great, man. I'll do it. I'll chat. We'll do this again real soon, man.
All right. Hey, thanks for having us on.
Anytime, Coach.
All right.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.